Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Boy, the Lakers are really, really approaching a major decision that has to be made. It is. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, as well as your smart speaker. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin along with the birthday boy.
Hello, I'm in the building.
40 years old.
I don't know how to feel about that, though, Carlin. I don't know how to feel about 40. Here's what I'll say. When you're in your 20s or your 30s, you're called a young man. Once you get to 40, you have to drop the young part of it, unless you're a rapper.
No.
Like, no, you're just a man at that point.
No.
So I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not a young man anymore. I'm just a man.
No, I think, you need to run in the circles where, comparatively speaking, you are still a young man. That's what you need to do.
Oh, okay. So it's about the environment that I put myself in.
You need
okay.
to start hanging out with older people like me.
Okay.
And you'll be fine. You're still a younger man. Let's get right to it.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
And it's brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hey, the Lakers lost last night yet again. That was now, 2-9
yeah.
for the Lakers. It's off to an outstanding start.
Yeah.
And to add injury to insult, LeBron James got hurt last night, lower leg injury, and we're still awaiting the results on his situation. Canty, we are very, very closely here approaching a place where LeBron and the Lakers are at a decision, but it's not when it comes to LeBron, it's when it comes to Anthony Davis and what they're going to do in the future, because this is not a tanking situation. We know the Lakers, if they tank, it doesn't matter because of the pick swap with the Pelicans.
Yep.
They really just need to look to recoup assets and do the best they can here moving forward. I get it. I still understand why you would look at trading him, but if I'm another team, why am I trading for Anthony Davis when I can't rely on him at all?
Well, you might be looking at Anthony Davis as a finishing piece. I mean, you could be, you know, in need of a rim protector, somebody that could be a stretch forward or a stretch big man that gives you a better opportunity for spacing on the floor. I think those would be the value adds in a player like AD, but if you're the Lakers, you're not going to get the return on your investment. You're not going to get it dollar for dollar, at least. You'll get some assets in return, but is that going to be enough to rebuild your team? I'm not sure that you'll be able to say that, and I think when you start to project what the Lakers can be in the twilight of LeBron's career, I don't know that trading off Anthony Davis and the cap space that you'll get after Russ's contract expires at the end of the year is going to be enough to retool it around LeBron and make them a true title contender in the Western Conference. I just don't see that.
Well, but the big question for me is, what is Anthony Davis's value at the moment? Because I'm not convinced it's the best move for another team to go and trade for Anthony Davis, because I can't rely on him to be on the court. And then,
well, he still brings value, though. When he is on the court, he still brings value.
That's a big win.
No, that's a big win, but here's the thing. If you're another team trading for Anthony Davis, that factors into the math, doesn't it? You're not going to give the Lakers the kind of package that the Lakers gave the Pelicans in order to get AD. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So essentially, you're talking about being able to get AD at a discount, and what you're trading for, if you're one of those contenders that looks at him as a finishing piece, what you're trading for is not a guy that's going to play 70 regular season games. You're looking to trade for a guy like that to have him available in the postseason.
Okay.
And I think that's where Anthony Davis provides a tremendous amount of value, not just on the offensive end, but on the defensive side of things.
But hear me out for a second on this.
What's up?
If I'm the Lakers, on the flip side of this, is there really true value in trading him away at this point? Because, and I know you're skeptical of this, but to wait this out and to wait until you're done with Russ and to be able to add another major contract next year, I still think it's possible on that premise that you can expect an X amount of games from each of those guys and get to the playoffs and get on a run, that it would be worth it for the Lakers in the long run this season to hang on to Russ, to clear that cap space, and then to reload for one more run next year. I think they could possibly make one more run with those two guys, as opposed to trading away Davis. I know you got, give me the side eye right now, as opposed to trading away Davis and not getting a great value in return.
Carlin, did you watch last night's game?
I understand this.
Did they, the game was over after the first quarter. It was 38-21. Did you even watch?
I understand.
Kawhi Leonard didn't play last night. He's in street clothes.
Mm-hmm. I understand this.
They're not close.
But I
so waiting it out with Anthony Davis does you no good.
But if you had another start of that group, you don't think it can happen.
No, it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't, because think about the rest of the supporting cast. Man, we out there with Austin Reeves and Troy Brown Jr. That ain't it. That ain't enough. LeBron, as great as he is, this is not LeBron James from the Miami Heat. This ain't even LeBron James from the Cleveland Cavaliers back in 2016. This is not that dude. So it can't just be LeBron, a couple of other stars, and then just Jags on the court. It's not going to work. You have to have a good supporting cast. The problem with the Lakers is they don't have any draft picks. They don't have enough assets to fill in supporting cast with competent NBA players that are going to fit in around LeBron James's strengths. They don't have that.
But they haven't put themselves in a position where now they could trade away Davis and replenish that enough where it's worth it. That's my thing.
My whole point is this, and I know this is probably not going to happen as long as Rob Pelinka's in charge because he was the architect for the AD trade, but you're not winning with Anthony Davis. If you keep Anthony Davis on this team, LeBron James' championship window is slammed closed. There is no shot. Now, I do think it's a long shot as far as him winning a chip at this stage in his career, but I'm willing to take the chance as a Lakers fan because I just don't want to repeat what I've been doing. What I've been doing isn't good enough.
So to be clear, as long as Anthony Davis is there, you're saying LeBron's not winning a title with the
Exactly.
Lakers. Yeah, I can't buy that yet. I would say this.
How much evidence do you need?
I don't need LeBron.
How much evidence do you need, though? You're not buying that. How much evidence
because
do you
I
need?
Because I want to see him play with another real superstar. They screwed this up last year with Russ. They screwed it up in thinking that Russ could be that third guy, and that was silly. LeBron doesn't need to be the number one guy with the Lakers next year. He shouldn't be, in fact. It should be whoever that other max contract is who come in. Now, look.
It's supposed to be Anthony Davis, though.
It's supposed to be Anthony Davis.
But it's not going to be Anthony Davis.
Nope, it's not. Do I need to turn? And again, I understand how unlikely this is. But do I need a Kevin Durant type to be there to be the number one with those other two? Financially.
Well, you need a Kevin Durant type. The only question is, how the hell are you going to get it?
Here's my problem with the Durant situation. It's not going to work in Brooklyn. And at some point this year.
They look a lot better without Kyrie on the court and with Jacque Vaughn as the head coach, though.
Is it a lot better just because off of one night with the Knicks?
I mean, they're 3-1 in their last four. You tell me.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
They look a lot better.
I'm not there yet.
They look a lot better. Back-to-back 25-point triple-doubles for KD. They look a lot better without Kyrie and Steve Nash on that team.
Okay. Well,
they do.
First of all, Kyrie's coming back at some point. We know that.
Is that a good thing?
No.
Is that a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. I think Kyrie should be off the team, but I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think you're going to get Kyrie.
Well, he is going. He is going somewhere because he's in his last year of his contract. But the point about the Lakers remains the same for me, Carlin. This team with AD and LeBron James as your two centerpieces is not going to work. It's because AD is not reliable enough throughout the course of the regular season. And the problem with what you're suggesting about getting another dominant star, how are you going to acquire that player? It's going to cost you draft picks. And I don't even know if the draft picks that the Lakers could offer up are going to be good enough.
What you're going to need is the guy who is ticked off and wants out of his situation this year, that the team that is going to be trading him is going to be okay with the picks that they get there and then getting Russ's contract coming off the book next year.
That's not going to be enough, though. Think about what Donovan Mitchell went for. Think about what Rudy Gobert went for. Like, you're talking about multiple first-round draft picks, and I'm not just talking about two. Right now, the Lakers have the 2027 and the 2029 pick. That package with Russell Westbrook is not going to bring back a star that's going to be better than LeBron James and Anthony Davis moving forward.
They're going to – I get that. But you're going to get to a point this year where you're going to – that's going to be their only hope. Tripling down.
What I'm saying is they don't have any hope. That's my point. I'm a Lakers fan. I've been watching all of this crap since after the bubble championship. There is no hope. There is no hope with AD and LeBron. They're not going to be able to coexist and work together. We're beyond the Russell Westbrook issues now. We're beyond that. The question now for the Lakers is, can it work with AD and LeBron James. And as I've said in the past, Carla, if you have to keep asking the question, eventually you're going to answer land on the answer being no. We've been being told no by this for the last 3 years. We've been told no by what we've seen on the court the last 3 years, whether it's going to work with AD and LeBron again.
Canty and Carlin, we are in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. Up next, is this true that Aaron Rodgers has actually come to a realization? That can't be true, can it? We'll find out in moments. Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
The only reason I'm letting this whole argument that we're having during the break go is that it's your birthday. It's Canty's 40th birthday. You know,
I love this version of Happy Birthday, though. When people sing this, the Stevie Wonder version of Happy Birthday should be mandated for every birthday celebration.
The Stevie Wonder version of everything.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point.
You know, you're a big birthday guy, huh?
No, I am not. But my wife is a big birthday person.
Nuno and I were talking about this morning.
So by default, my birthday is going to be a big deal.
So it's going to be a big deal today.
She's going to make it a celebration. Not just today. It's a celebration all weekend long.
But here's the thing. If you're not a big birthday guy, why did this entire building know it was your birthday?
It's a great point. I have no idea.
Because you told them your birthday was coming up.
I didn't tell anybody.
Oh, Nuno.
I didn't tell anybody.
Back me up here.
Who did I tell?
Oh, I mean, they all knew. How did they know?
Well, first of all, Greeny announced it at the end of Get Up yesterday.
How did Greeny know?
I don't know how anybody found out.
You didn't tell them?
No, I didn't tell anybody in the building it was my birthday.
I don't know.
But I think
that.
The ladies in the makeup room got wind of it somehow, some way, and then I'll tell you how it is. It was Vin, the security officer at the front desk. He was the one that said, "Happy birthday if I don't see you tomorrow." And I said, "Oh, I'll be here tomorrow." But I think he told the ladies in the makeup room, and then all of a sudden it gets around the rest of the building.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I'm not a narcissist. I'm not Aaron Rodgers, okay? I'm not going to say, "Hey, it's my birthday, but don't make a big deal out of it." I don't do that.
Well, speaking of which, we all know the game isn't over until it's over. So next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Let's get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Aaron Rodgers... seems to miss Mike McCarthy. Is that actually possible? It, Chris, remind me first. You know what? Let's hear from Aaron yesterday on this very topic. And you tell me what you think.
We've always kind of been in touch a little bit more, I'd say the last year or so. You know, I think as time goes by, the gratitude for that time, as you look back on the journey of your career, is goes up a little bit. And you appreciate the little things a little bit more because really this game and life is about the journey. And I'll always be tied with him because of the connection that we had and the years we spent together. Obviously my longest tenured coach, longest tenured play caller. Thankful for those years and thankful maybe a little bit more as the years go by.
I mean, it's amazing. You can't say something nice about somebody that you helped get fired, and then without saying something that is obviously going to be interpreted as smacking around your current head coach.
Yeah. We got to give Mike McCarthy a shout out. Happy birthday, Mike McCarthy.
You share a birthday with him?
I share a birthday. We're birthday twins.
Oh, wow.
Didn't realize that.
Well,
I was just looking up to see exactly when Aaron Rodgers expressed that gratitude to Mike McCarthy when he was pushing him out of the door. What was that, the 2018 season?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was fired after week 13.
And
yeah.
Now? Now we appreciate him as we move on, as we get older, as we gain more knowledge, as we gain more enlightenment, Aaron?
I'm trying to decipher whether or not he's being genuine toward Mike McCarthy or whether he's throwing shade toward his current head coach, Matt LaFleur.
I think it's more of the latter.
Carlin, I've been on the record in saying that there seems like there's more and more friction between the head coach and the quarterback in Green Bay because of the frustrations due to the lack of production on the offensive side of the ball. I don't see this getting any better, especially since Green Bay handed Aaron Rodgers a contract that pays him $50 million a year. They've essentially ceded control of the franchise to Rodgers, and yet it seems like he's resistant to doing what the head coach believes is in the best interest of the team moving forward from a scheme standpoint. So how do you fix this?
How you fix this is you end up in a situation next year where you have to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I think that's the
You just gave him a 3-year extension for $150 million, and you're going to move on from him after the first year?
Have you ever been in a situation where you realized you made a massive mistake?
Yes.
And
yes.
You realized it pretty quickly after the fact?
Yes.
Yeah.
I realized once I got out of it that it was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that anybody in Green Bay is feeling that way right now?
Oh, yeah.
After handing him that money?
Yeah, I mean, you don't hand him that kind of contract and expect to be as bad as they've been through the first 9 games of the season. What are they, 3-6?
Yeah. And they're headed, as we were talking about on our show yesterday.
Carlin, they're one of the worst offenses in all of football.
Yeah. And they're headed for 3-9. If you really look at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you look at the schedule, yeah, they're not beating the Dallas Cowboys, even though that game is at Lambeau Field. They're not going on the road. Well, they got the Tennessee Titans at Lambeau Field next. Good luck stopping Derrick Henry with that porous run defense for the Packers. And then they've got the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. They're not winning any of those games. So, yeah, they're on their way to 3-9, at which point you have to make a decision on what's in the best interest of the franchise for the remainder of the season. I would argue that it's probably playing Jordan Love just to see what he's capable of.
Yeah.
But I think it's beyond just Jordan Love factoring into the math when it comes to what Green Bay does at quarterback after this season. You have to determine if you can win a championship with Aaron Rodgers. If you can't, it's probably a good time to reset the franchise.
Look, I'm at a point here with Rodgers where I'm going to be very curious as to his ability. I certainly don't think it's happening in Green Bay, or his opportunity to ever win another championship. Because even as teams, we'll argue for a moment that the Packers did decide after this year to try to move along or move forward sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
It's still very complicated to try to trade him. It's not impossible. But there will be teams that will line up to try to get him because, as we'll detail later, there's still plenty of teams that have to figure out exactly what the future holds at the quarterback position, and it's a lot of teams. It's not just one. So with that in mind, you do have to start talking about Jordan Love later this year and trying to figure out not just are we moving forward with Jordan Love, but if we're not, are we moving forward with Aaron Rodgers into next year and then trying to trade away Jordan Love and then maybe take another swipe at drafting Aaron Rodgers' successor?
Well, they got a top right now, according to Tankathon.com, they have the 10th overall pick if the draft were today. So they'll be in that range where they could go get one of those signal callers at the top of Mel Kiper's big board if they so choose. But that's why I think they have to take advantage of the second half of this year and make a decision on how much playing time they would need to give Jordan Love to make some type of determination on what kind of quarterback he could be in the future.
Is there a part of you that feels that anything in Green Bay is fixable right now?
With Rodgers?
In the next 2 years.
With Rodgers?
Yeah.
And fixable to what degree? To winning a championship?
To being a team that can make a deep playoff run,
no,
at least.
No.
I can't see it myself.
No, I don't
either.
See it.
I can't. And it's a fascinating turn of events.
Everybody keeps saying, okay, we got to wait for the receivers to develop, the receivers to grow. Well, what if they don't develop?
And
what if they don't get,
Yeah.
Significantly, better from where they're at right now? What happens then?
And at this point, Aaron Rodgers is not a force multiplier in any way.
Yeah.
Because we saw last week that it was a big reason why they lost. Be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Then there's another franchise quarterback who was on the move this past offseason, and that's Russell Wilson. So earlier this week on the Pete Carroll show out in Seattle, the head coach of the Seahawks had an interesting explanation as to why things seem to be operating so much smoother with Seattle's offense this year.
If you notice, Geno's going off the wristband, and that's a big help. It's smoothed things out, sped things up, cleaned things up, and that's part of it too. And we never did that before. There was resistance to that, so we didn't do that before. But all of those elements together, and then let's go back to the trust word again. When Shane says something to Geno, he's not doubting it. He's just going with it. And so there's a real immediate flow, and that accelerates all the process.
So there are some failed shots from Pete Carroll, who, by the way, this season has thoroughly enjoyed taking failed shots.
But why shouldn't he, though, right? Because Pete Carroll has gotten all the slings and arrows as to why they couldn't win at a high level in the last couple of years that Russell Wilson was in Seattle. So why not, if you're Pete Carroll, bask in your success with Geno Smith and having this young upstart defense be as good as they've shown throughout the first half of the season? I like it, man. I mean, listen, the Seahawks were one of those teams that we were circling and saying they could have the number one overall pick in the 2023 draft, Carl. And think about it. When you look at their division, the San Francisco 49ers, playoff team, the Los Angeles Rams, Super Bowl winner, the Arizona Cardinals, playoff team. I mean, nobody had the Seattle Seahawks leading the division by 2.5 games through the first 9 weeks on the bingo card. And nobody did.
And certainly nobody had Geno Smith as a potential MVP candidate.
Exactly. But in order to explain how all of this has happened, you have to look at the head coach. And Pete Carroll has done a good job of being able to develop the players that have come into the organization, the young guys, getting them to contribute instantly. And then also being able to get the most out of Geno Smith and putting a scheme in place that takes advantage of what Geno does well. So you have to give Pete Carroll credit for doing it his way and having some success. There was a lot of push and pull between Pete and Russell Wilson over the past decade or so. That's a problem.
That's true. Pete has certainly not been shy about, and I don't know any other real way of putting this, about dancing on Russ's Seattle grave, so to speak, this year. He really hasn't. I mean, week one, when they won that game, I feel great for all these
other
guys.
It felt like more than just
a
regular season opener.
Yeah, it absolutely did. And I thought, okay, that's one thing. It's 1 week, blah, blah, blah. It's happened a couple of more times, including this one. So here was Russ's response when he was asked about it at a press conference on Tuesday.
I don't know exactly what he said, but I think, won a lot of games there without one on the wrist. I didn't know winning or losing mattered if you wore a wristband or not. But I think that, we do whatever it takes to make sure that we're rolling and moving and everything else. A few times I've definitely worn a wristband depending on the game plan and what we have called and all that stuff. But, yeah.
But you know what? Good for Russ. Good for Russ.
Why are you saying good for Russ?
Good for Russ because Russ never fires back on that kind of thing. And he did win a championship there, and he did come close.
Should have won, too.
It's debatable about blaming Russ versus blaming Darryl
Bevell. He was the one that made the throw.
I understand he made the throw. Point is, they did win one, and he did a lot of winning there.
They should have won, too.
Chris, they did a lot of winning there.
They should have won, too.
Life wasn't miserable for Pete Carroll for all the years that Russell Wilson was in Seattle. And as much as Russ can be unlikable at times, I'm not going to deny that. And he's tough to take at times. Mm. It's never because he's taking shots at other guys. It's never because of that. And Pete has been doing that this season quite a bit with Russ. So for Russ to fire back, you know what? Good for you, Russ. You deserve to be able to fire back.
Well, Russ was the one that shot his way out of Seattle. It was Russell Wilson that forced the organization's hand, not the other way around. It's not like Pete Carroll pushed Russell Wilson out of the door, but Russell Wilson wanted things done his way.
Pete may not have pushed him out of the door, but when Russ made it clear he wanted to get out, Pete certainly held the door open for him.
Well, here's what I will say. Pete Carroll wanted Russ to get on board with the agenda that he was trying to set for the team, and Russell Wilson wanted more say. Russell Wilson wanted more control like we see other franchise quarterbacks get, and Pete Carroll didn't want to give it up. Pete Carroll felt like this is the way we need to do things. And guess what? It seems like Pete Carroll was right because it's working out for the Seahawks. It ain't really working out for the Denver Broncos, and we know how much swing Russ has in that organization. For goodness sakes, the guy has his own damn office in the building, not just the locker. So, I mean, how's that working out for Denver? How's that working out for Nathaniel Hackett? How's that working out for the new ownership group?
It's not working out well so far.
So maybe there's something to be said for being amenable to how Pete Carroll wants to do things.
Well,
because it's got Geno Smith in position where he's an MVP candidate.
So to be clear,
what year is this? Year 8 for Geno? Year 9 for Geno?
Did you just put a lot more of the blame on Russ than on Nathaniel Hackett for what's going on in Denver so far?
I've always put more blame on the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. But listen,
I'll always put more blame on the quarterback.
Has done more than his share to really screw up that situation.
I'll always put more blame on the quarterback.
Well, it leads us to an interesting discussion about Russ, about Aaron Rodgers, about superstar players and their ability that remains to win another championship. That in 30 seconds. It's our first up, though, want to ask the question, are you hiring? What type of role are you hiring for? Whether you need to hire a civil engineer in New York or a mascot in Missouri, ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates fast. Their matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job, and you can invite them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The Green List.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. And it is time for the Green List because the discussions around Aaron Rodgers and around Russell Wilson led Nuno and Bubba and Chris and I to kick around this morning. Although, let's be honest, Bubba really was not that involved in this whole discussion. I don't want to give credit where it's obviously not.
I was
not
kicking it around.
Yeah. No, he was doing other things not related to the show. Anyway, here's the point. This was a discussion that came out of Rodgers and Russ about, and LeBron for the injury last night, about the top 5 superstars and where they rank right now in their ability to still win a championship. And to me, it's very, very interesting to try to figure this out because it's not easy at the moment to say where these 5 guys are. Aaron Rodgers, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, in their remaining chance at winning a title. So I put together a list from least likely to most likely.
Okay.
And I want to hear your response to this.
Number 5.
Number 5 is Aaron Rodgers. I believe he has the least chance of winning another title. And that's not just in Green Bay. That is everywhere else, too.
So less than LeBron James.
I'm getting to it. I might get to it. Yes, less than LeBron James. Okay. And here's the point. it's not just about Aaron Rodgers and his play. It's about the leadership factor. Mm. And if ever there was a time when we found out that Aaron Rodgers was not a true leader of football players or of a football team, it has been this season. And if I were somebody that was in a locker room where Aaron Rodgers was getting traded to, I wouldn't be terribly excited to play with him. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
He is least likely out of this group to win a championship.
Number four.
Kevin Durant, even less likely. Again.
At 34 years old.
Yeah. Kevin Durant's talent is immense. Yeah. I'll never deny that. He is an amazing player to watch play. But I do believe that he's not capable of being the alpha. He's never been the alpha, so to speak, in Brooklyn. And I'm not talking about on the court. I'm talking about being a guy that leads a team. Kyrie Irving has really been more of an alpha in Brooklyn,
yeah,
in terms of his personality than Kevin Durant has. So unless Durant is getting traded back to the Warriors or a similar situation like that, I don't see a place where he's going to go and do it on his own. I don't see that.
Okay.
Number three,
that is LeBron James. I put him in front of the other two. Because as we established earlier, I am still of the belief that if you put a third superstar in a situation, be it with the Lakers or somebody else, and have LeBron be the number two or the number three in that scenario, that it's very possible and the Lakers can put a third star after this year in that spot. I know how much you hate I'm saying this. I know how much you hate it.
Keep hope alive, brother.
Yeah, listen.
As a Lakers fan, I've been beaten down the last couple of years.
I can't believe it. Lakers fans have not been beaten down in their lives.
I've been beaten down.
It's been 2 years since you won a title.
Okay.
Or as I say, the summer camp championship.
You don't count it. You don't count the title.
Did you get bug juice and cookies afterward to celebrate?
Number two.
That's funny. Brandon, you going to laugh for free?
Brandon, our stage manager.
You want to laugh for free? All right. Okay. All right.
Can't he keep score?
I keep better receipts than Rob Saleh.
Tom Brady's number two. And the reason that Tom Brady's number two is I think he's going to go somewhere after this year and have a chance to win a title.
Tom Brady's going to be in the playoffs this year.
Yes, probably
the
so.
The other three guys that you mentioned on the list are not.
Okay, but listen to what I'm saying, though. We have gone from the Bucks being a dominant defense to a team that is going to win their division with potentially 8 wins.
Okay.
An under 500 team. The Bucks are not going anywhere, but Brady can still play. Anybody who's saying that Brady can't play anymore, Chris, if you put Brady on another team next year with everything except the quarterback, can he win another title?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he can too.
Well, here's the thing, though.
And I think he'll be in that spot.
Tom Brady's going to be in the playoffs, and you take your chances with Tom Brady in the playoffs, and his first game on Wild Card Weekend is going to be in Tampa. You take your chances.
I got to get to the last
number one.
I think Russ of that group still has the best chance. He's got a team with a great defense. All you got to do is get rid of the head coach and everybody get on the same page here. Russ is too young for me to give up on him at this point. I still think they got some good weapons there. It's a dysfunctional disaster right now, but if you remove the head coach and you get somebody in there who's competent, then I think they have the best chance, or he has the best chance of anybody in that group.
I don't know, man. I don't know. And here's the deal. We start skewing our perspective on quarterbacks because we've seen Tom Brady play into his mid-40s at a high level. We can't assign that level of productivity to guys like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers in their mid to late 30s because we're seeing Tom Brady do it in his 40s. Like, Tom Brady's an outlier. I don't know that we're going to see vintage Russell Wilson like what we saw in 2013, 2014. I don't know that we're ever going to see that guy.
But he's still 4 or 5 years behind Aaron Rodgers, and it didn't really start to fall apart for Aaron until this year because
every athlete ain't the same, and there's a hell of a lot more hits on Russ than there were at Aaron Rodgers at this stage in their career.
Well, as Aaron will remind you, he is the reigning two-time MVP. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Just the level of disgust on Canty's face on his birthday right now is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I disagree with the KD one. KD is the fourth least likely or the second least likely to win a championship. Mm-hmm. I think that's where you had him at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Up next, the Commanders released a statement last night. I didn't know if it was possible for it to keep getting worse, but they find a way. They are talented at that. Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. But you got to believe at some point we have to be approaching the end for Dan Snyder and the Washington Commanders. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, whether they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny today. And in case you have not heard it or seen it, last night the Washington Commanders put out a statement after it was made clear that today the District of Columbia's Attorney General is going to have a press conference at 1 p.m. Eastern Time with a, quote, major announcement concerning the Washington Commanders. In other words, this investigation that they've been conducting, they have.
There are so many investigations, though.
Yeah, right? I can't keep track.
There's the workplace harassment,
federal,
the financial impropriety. There's so many investigations, but this particular one is about the financial impropriety.
Okay, so this was the statement that the Commanders put out last night after they found out about the press conference. Less than 3 months ago, a 23-year-old player on our team was shot multiple times in broad daylight. Despite the out-of-control violent crime in D.C., today the Washington Commanders learned for the first time on Twitter that D.C. Attorney General will be holding a press conference to make a major announcement related to the organization. The Commanders have fully cooperated with the AG's investigation for nearly a year. As recently as Monday, a lawyer for the team met with the AG, who did not suggest at the time that he intended to take any action and, in fact, revealed fundamental misunderstandings of underlying facts. It is unfortunate that, in his final days in office, Attorney General Racine appears more interested in making splashy headlines based on offbeat legal theories rather than doing the hard work of making the streets safe for our citizens, including bringing to justice the people who shot one of our players. So the Commanders in that statement are using the shooting of Brian Robinson Jr. In their defense in some whataboutism toward the Attorney General, which is just the word that comes to mind is despicable.
Yes.
That they would do that. So last night, about an hour afterward, Brian Robinson's agent put out a statement that said, up until about an hour ago, the Commanders handled the Brian Robinson situation with so much care, sincerity, and class, and I was so grateful for it. Although I know that there are some great humans in that building, whoever is hiding behind this statement is not one of them.
Yeah, and then that leads us to the statement that team president Jason Wright put out where he says he just spoke to the chief Conte conveying how much they support the MPD as well as public safety leaders and elected officials working to reduce gun violence and crime across the region. The earlier statement expressed by our external counsel's ongoing frustration with the AG's office as they have been nothing but earnest and transparent in their communications with his team. The lawyer's legitimate frustrations with the AG should have been separate and apart from referencing the terrible crime that affected our players. Here's what I'll say about this, Carlin. Two things can be true. The AG should be investigating who shot Brian Robinson, their 23-year-old rookie running back. The AG should also be investigating the financial impropriety that was referenced to them by the House Oversight Committee back early in April. So, I mean, I don't understand why the AG's office doesn't have the capacity to do the same, but the fact that they would invoke the incident that happened to Brian Robinson as a defense is just tone deaf.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.